Today is Monday, October 10th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So we had another weekend, as we always do when I record on Mondays. I don't know why I always feel like I have to tell you guys we had a weekend, like you're aware, but we did. We didn't skip from Friday to Monday. We actually had a Saturday and a Sunday. So this weekend, Mark was doing a lot of preparing for his trip because he's going to the Philippines on the 14th, which is Friday. And the thing that we've talked about is he needs a passport. And so, you know, there was a lot of drama about that. I need to burp, but I can't. And so I'm pausing a lot because I feel like it's... Anyway, there, I did it. I can't really mute myself or stop it because the music is playing. But he needed to get his passport. And it's this whole thing where you can't... If you do it online or if you do it in the mail, it was going to take too long. From the time that he got naturalized until... You know, the time that he was leaving for his trip to the Philippines. And if you go in person, there are all these rules around, well, it must be an emergency. You have to be traveling within X amount of days or hours, yada, yada, yada. They don't, you can't even schedule an appointment until 2 weeks before your trip. And so he was able to get an appointment, but his appointment is for tomorrow. And he's leaving on Friday. Tomorrow's Tuesday. He's leaving on Friday. Then the other rule was, oh, well, we will do same day printing, but only for those that are leaving within 72 hours. So, I mean, there were all these rules and things you had to do and everything, right? So we hope all of that is set because it's just weird. Our government, you guys. So... Not very efficient. I'm assuming most governments are not, but gosh. So anyway, on Saturday, he wanted me to take his photo because I took my own passport photo because as I've said before, I'm unhappy with the, you know, the photos that you get at CVS or Walgreens. I never am happy with what I look like. The people aren't photographers. There's no lighting. There's no anything. Usually they have a projector screen and they pull it down, or they have a piece of white paper and they pull it down and they use a little digital camera to take the photo, but you know, one click. And then no matter what your expression was, it's like, okay, you're good. And I'm not a photographer, but we could take multiple photos and we could pick the one that we like the best. And I took mine, you know, I never like what I look like in photos, but I at least was able to take multiple photos. I was able to, you know, make sure the background was wide enough in Photoshop. You're not supposed to digitally edit your photo. You're like, it's kind of vague, but it says you shouldn't use any filters as in the ones they use in social media apps. So for instance, you shouldn't smooth your face, you know, to remove wrinkles. You shouldn't add the little bunny ears or the deer ears or, you know, any of those like Snapchat filter type things. Change the color of your eyes, you know, anything like that. But I have about decided it's okay to tweak the background color, even like the brightness or the saturation or the hue, like things like that. I think those are okay to tweak because... You know, you need to have a white background, you know, et cetera, et cetera. You shouldn't have shadow on your face, all this kind of stuff. So he wanted me to take the photo. So I thought, well, we have better natural light downstairs, right? And so I'm making fun of the Walgreens and CVS for pulling out a projector screen. I took the Pride 48 projector screen. I took it downstairs because we have all these windows downstairs. I put it in front of a window where there's a lot of natural light coming in. I took my Canon camera that I normally have set up as my streaming camera for Mix Minus, you know, got all that, put the battery in it, put an SD card in it, did, you know, changed the settings, did the white balance, all that kind of stuff. put it on a tripod, took it downstairs. I was going to set up special lighting, but honestly, the lighting from the window was looking nice on his face. He took a shower and got dressed, and it was looking good. So I thought, well, I'm not going to spend any extra effort on extra lighting because he's looking good with the natural light. So took a couple of snaps. They looked great. I mean, I'm basically a photographer. And for most of the day, I mean, that's pretty much all we did. He went to Sam's Club because he buys candy and presents to take to his family. Apparently, this is a Filipino thing. When you're staying in the States or anywhere, when you work in a separate country from the Philippines and you go back, it's just a thing that they do, that they take presents for all their family. So he always goes and buys stuff. So he did that. And then I felt like I didn't need to do any editing. The background looked sufficiently white to me. And his face looked great. There was no shadows. So Walmart, we decided to use Walmart because Walmart has a tool where you can take the photo yourself, but you can print the passport photo. And they have a template in their app or on the website where you upload the photo and then it shows you the size that it should be and everything. So you can crop and you can zoom in and you can move it around so your head's in the right spot and all that kind of stuff. So I did all that. And one of the reasons I think it's okay to edit some of the stuff but just not use filters is because even in their app, they have brightness and contrast and cropping and red eye removal and stuff like that. So I feel like they wouldn't have stuff that's not allowed, you know, since that's an actual passport photo, you know. So did all that and sent it to the 1 hour photo. So we went to pick it up after an hour. And they just didn't look good. There were a couple of lines in them, like their printer was running out of ink. And then the background was not as white looking. It was more of like a beige color. So we went back home and we'll just try it one more time because I had not changed the background to solid white. I was trying to do no editing in Photoshop at all. So I pulled up Photoshop, I loaded the two pictures that he liked, and Photoshop has this special artificial intelligence AI background removal tool. So you select your subject and then you can delete the background basically. So I did that, put a white background behind him so it was solid white. And then I went through the process again, put it in there, and I sent it to a different Walmart. And then on Sunday, he was going to Rogers, which is where this other Walmart is, for some other shopping he was going to do. So he picked them up and they looked good. So he has photos now. I took the photos. We printed them. He's got a couple of options. So if the people at the passport office don't like one of them, he has an alternate just in case. And so we feel good about that. He's ready to go there. And he did some packing because he's taking some old clothing and things of that nature also with him. So he did some packing. And so that was pretty much what we did on Saturday. And then on Sunday, I get up. Look, Joe Batance called this an STD. I don't think it's an STD, but I get cold sores. I get fever blisters, whatever you want to call them. I feel like Scotty the Lossy Battler is going to, you know, say something on Twitter about this. But I've gotten them since I was fairly young. I want to say like high school age, maybe college age. And so occasionally I get them, but they have medicine that you can take and it helps. And so I got up Sunday morning and I shaved and all of a sudden I noticed there was a spot above my lip. And I think I'm going to run out of time. But anyway, I hadn't even noticed. And so I went into a tizzy because, I want to always take my medicine as soon as I start feeling a tingling, so because I don't like to get them at all. And if you take the medicine quick enough, you can keep from having any sore at all on your lip. I'll have to, and so I was like, oh my God, I haven't, and I thought I was out of medicine, and I was searching around for my medicine. I'll end it there. We'll talk about the on tomorrow's episode. I guess we'll finish it up. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.